It's time to get into the Inside Edge.
Shoot him, he scores!
The latest about the CBJ and the NHL.
Presented by your Greater Columbus Kia dealers and the new 2019 Kia Sorento. Conquer your mountain.
Here's your hosts of the Inside Edge, Bob McGilligan and Jody Shelley.
I don't know if I've ever been in here when it's been this warm outside. I don't know if I remember how to do the show, control anything in here. I have no idea, but here we are on the 1st of July. Happy Canada Day, Jody Shelley.
Yes. Right. Hey, wait a second.
Yes.
Before we get to Canada Day,
yes.
What was going on yesterday in your world? Was it a big day for you yesterday?
Yeah, I was just finishing up coaching a baseball 50th tournament.
50th birthday?
Yeah, it was that yesterday.
Oh, you know? Yeah. You're 50.
Yeah, you believe that?
How does it feel?
I don't look a day over 59.
You
either.
Don't look a day over 75. You look great. What's happening?
It doesn't feel any different.
What'd you do for your 50th?
Let's see. Coached a ball game, lost a ball game, got ripped by a parent about not utilizing his kid the right way.
Deserved.
I mean, it was completely deserved. There's no question about it. I was John Tortorella. It was the, do you want the answer to the question?
Ooh.
Here's the answer to the question.
It's so, my birthday.
Yeah, I never said that.
Happy birthday, Bob.
Thank you, Jody. I appreciate that. So here we are, July 1st, Canada Day. That's for sure. And also Free Agency Day. And today is, well, what happened today is what has been speculated about for a long time. As the Blue Jackets were not able to retain Sergei Bobrovsky, Artemi Panarin, or Matt Duchene, big three, as they've been called for months here, have all departed for other destinations. Bobrovsky goes to Florida, which was talked about for a long time. Duchene went to Nashville, who has coveted him for a long time. And Panarin, at the 11th hour, it seems, decided to become a New York Ranger instead of a New York Islander. Any surprises?
No, it's too bad. I mean, I think we all held out hope in Blue Jacket land that these guys might actually just say, okay, we're going to shop, and then we will come back with the Blue Jackets. I got awfully excited last night when I saw on Twitter there, and Portsline tweeted that there was a last-minute big offer to Artemi Panarin. And, you know, imagine that huge offer. Is he thinking about it? Is he actually going to come back to the Blue Jackets? And then, you know, today at noon it happened and they signed. And it's, you know, these guys are free agents. They both came from Russia. Panarin chose to go to Chicago. He ends up in Columbus. Bobrovsky chose to go to Philadelphia. He ends up in Columbus. They were great parts of this organization. They did wonderful things, especially Bobrovsky being here 7 years. And today, I think now we can move forward, Bob. I think that's the biggest thing about today is that it's been nothing but conversation about these two all year long. You go back to this time last year, it was about what's going to happen, what are they going to do? They did a tremendous thing at the trade deadline in adding and going for it because this organization, it was time for that. And now I think in the locker room, and I think of this as a player, and they probably won't say it, but there is a bit of a distraction there when you know that these guys aren't going to be around next year. You know they're going to sign somewhere else. You'd like for them to stay, but now it's official. They've moved on, and now these guys are, you know, it's time to come close again as a team and bid them farewell, all the best to them. But, it, you know, as this moves on, it's going to feel good to move on and be like, okay, that's behind us, and it's officially behind us now. Time to look forward.
I totally agree with that. And you and I talked earlier today, and I told you that very thing. I am just tired of this conversation.
It's
been a year of this conversation.
And then it was the Duchene. It was, you know what? It was such an exciting year for the Blue Jackets. And they made it in the playoffs by 1 point. And then they went in and made it and went to a place they'd never been. So the buzz is there. They've got a group together that they've put together, and it's a young group that they're not young anymore. We need to really stop saying that because this group has been through some great things together, and now it's up to them to take this team to the next level. Not the skill that they had here, and you know, the skill that's here needs to just take the step.
Right, and you know, we've had how many conversations too about their skill and there's hard work. And a team that works together and puts the hard work in can achieve just as much and sometimes more, quite frankly.
I mean, you always look at the championship of the year that's gone by. St. Louis had, they had some stars. They had some players that were stars in certain teams. But when you look at a guy like Ryan O'Reilly, I love that pickup for the St. Louis Blues. He's not that upper echelon superstar, but boy, he seems like a wonderful teammate. And what they did there and how they did it, it seems like work is ahead of skill, and that's what got it done in the playoffs. I think Boston is the same way. So a lot to learn from the playoffs as we saw the Blue Jackets go through them and the rest of the league go through them.
And St. Louis won with a young goaltender. That's going to be a situation here, too, this year. There's going to be a young goaltender, a couple of young goaltenders, as a matter of fact. But let's also point out the Blue Jackets did make a pickup today as they signed Gustav Nyquist to a contract. He spent a lot of time in Detroit at the trade deadline. He went over to the San Jose Sharks. He was with them for their playoff run. This, too, is a guy that can find the back of the net. He's coming off a 60-point season. So that's the big news of the day, because Gustav Nyquist is the newest member of the Columbus Blue Jackets. And right now, let's bring in the general manager of the Blue Jackets, a guy that's been working the phones and doing all of the heavy lifting as always, and that's the general manager, Jarmo Kekäläinen. And Jarmo, as this first day of free agency comes to a close, because it's not like you have to do everything in one day by any means, but I'm sure you're disappointed to lose the guys that you did, but let's talk about Nyquist, who's somebody that you had your eyes on for a while, didn't you?
Yeah. We talked about him a lot at the deadline. Sometimes things don't fall into place exactly like you planned. There are other teams competing for the same player services, and so we didn't get him at that time, and now we were able to get him, and I think there's going to be a great opportunity for a player like him who can play the left side and the right side, and is versatile, can play up and down the lineup, and he's coming off his best season, 60 points, and on average, he's probably, between 45, 50 points pretty much every year, 20 goals, and he's got speed, and he's got good work ethic, and he's a team player, and loves to come to Columbus with his young family, and all those things checked out well, and now he's part of the Blue Jackets family.
And Jody was just talking about this a minute ago, too. This is still a young team, but it's a young team with a lot of experience together. And for you, how important is it that you have built a core here? You have that young group that you're going to build around. When pieces come and go, as they do in professional sports, how happy are you that you have that core now, the guys that you've identified as the ones that you want to build around to make this organization better?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a steady base to build on, and those guys are going to keep getting better, too. I think that Seth Jones, despite the fact that he seems like a veteran player in the league, now is only 24 years old, and Zach Werenski is just getting going, basically, even though he seems like he's played in the league for a while now. He's 22 years old, and Pierre-Luc Dubois just turned 21, and so forth. I mean, we have some great core pieces that are only going to keep getting better and are nowhere near their ceiling yet, if you want to call it that. That's exciting. And I don't think our veterans are over the hill or near the over the hill either. So we have a good opportunity to keep improving as a group, as a team. I think we have a great coach who brings the best out of players that want to work and compete. Those are the ingredients that he's asking for always. People think that he's a hard coach, but he's actually a pretty fair coach when you just work and compete. And those two things are non-negotiables, and that's what he wants from everybody. Whatever your status is, whether you're a star or make $5 million or $1 million a year, and it's going to be the same rules for everybody, and that's the way we want it. And those are the things we're going to build around. We're going to win as a team. We're going to lose as a team, but we're going to move forward from here despite the losses we had. And we're very confident that we're going to have a good team, and we're going to have a lot of flexibility and a lot of opportunities ahead of us.
Jarmo, how important is that flexibility in this day and age?
I think it's great. Now we have lots of cap space. We have maybe the strongest defense group in the league. At least that we think that we could compare it to anybody's. And it's gonna present some opportunities when teams are gonna want to make a change with their group. And they're looking for a defenseman, they're going to call us. And then if there's a good opportunity ahead of us where we could strengthen our forward group, let's look at every opportunity. But I think it's a great luxury to have that we have probably 8 defensemen that could play in most top sixes in the NHL. At the end of the year, when Dean Kukkonen, for example, got some regular minutes, he took full advantage of them and looked like an NHL defenseman that may even have top 4 potentially. Played in that 5-6 role at the end of the year. Gavrikov stepped right into the lineup in the in the most intense playoff series against Boston and looked like he'd played in the league for 5 years. Just got Ryan Murray signed again, and Seth and Zach are here. And David Savard probably played his best hockey in the playoffs last year. So we'll get a lot of positives in the back end. And as far as the forward group goes, we're expecting big improvement from guys like Bjorkstrand and Pierre-Luc Dubois and Cam Atkinson. I think there's a lot to prove for him now that he can play and score goals and score points without his former light mate on the left side. And he's a proud individual. He's a proud professional. I think he's going to be driven to prove that no matter who's on the left side of his line, he's going to still be a very productive player in the National Hockey League.
Yeah, I spoke with him earlier this year, and he did mention that he had 32 with Brandon Dubinsky in that spot. So, I mean, you know, he's a guy that's pretty confident. And in saying that, Bob touched on it. And for me, we got to stop saying this is a young team because they've had some experience. And I mean us on the outside of the room.
I wasn't saying it.
No, Bob said it, Bob McGilligan. But anyways, no, we got to quit saying it outside the room. But what I'm saying is, this team now moving forward, what are the did you lay down some expectations, or did you see this group come in at the end of the season with expectations to get better? Because isn't that what you're talking about? Is this group as a unit needs to now all take a step as individuals? Guys like Wennberg, Atkinson needs to be better, even though he had a great year. There is that need for improvement too, right?
Absolutely, and while the individuals improve, the group's going to improve. But it's also going to be about buying in and playing committed like we did at the end when we shocked the hockey world by beating Tampa Bay. It wasn't because of the individuals we had on our team. It was because we played as a tight group. We played as a team, and everybody bought in, and there was no egos, and there was no compromising the team concept and the systems we had in place. And so that's going to be the main thing in hockey, and that's what I truly believe in. And that's why St. Louis won the championship. They were last place in the league in the beginning of the year, and then they started winning, gaining some confidence, and everybody bought in, and rest is history now. But I always say it, and it might sound like a cliche, but I truly believe that hockey is one of those great sports that no matter what your individuals are, if you don't play as a team, you're not going to achieve anything. And we're going to have to, our strength's going to have to be our depth. Our strength's going to have to be the way we play as a team, how strongly committed we are. And there are going to be some strong individuals who are going to rise above everybody from that group because there's going to be great opportunity for them. But we also have some guys who have great potential to become stars in the NHL that are just getting into the league. But first they got to prove themselves and earn the spot on the team and go from there to the next step.
Talking with Jarmo Kekäläinen, Blue Jackets general manager, and while you're on that theme of those young guys that are going to have a great chance, we just saw a bunch of them here at development camp last week, but three guys in particular, last year's number one pick, Liam Foudy, who at the end of the year last year went to the Cleveland Monsters, scored some goals in the playoffs. Then you have Emil Bemström, who's coming over here, and Bemström had a great year last year over in Europe. And Alexander Texier, who we've already seen some flashes of at the end of the regular season and in the series against the Tampa Bay Lightning when he scored a Stanley Cup playoff goal. So those three guys in particular, how close of an eye will you keep on them when that training camp opens in September?
Well, very close. And with Torts, like everybody else, they're going to have to earn their spot on the team, the roster, and their ice time. And nothing's going to be given, even though Alexander Texier showed some flashes of great potential at the end of the year in the two regular season games and the playoff games. And despite the fact that Bemström is among the group of elite players that scored that amount of goals as teenagers in Swedish League in the history of the league, having scored 23 goals last year. And Liam Foudy, and he's our first-round pick, but he's going to have to do the same. And whether they're ready or not, we'll see and we'll evaluate. That's my job, too, to make sure that they get put into a place where they can succeed. And if they're not ready, they're not ready, and we're not going to rush anybody. But those three guys in particular are going to get some great opportunities. We signed a Swedish free agent, Jakob Lilja, who was the leading scorer of a finalist in the Swedish League, same team as Bemström. And he's a speedy left wing who's going to get a good look and an opportunity to show what he's got. And now we got Gus Nyquist, who's coming here as a hungry player. looking at that opportunity in front of them to help the Blue Jackets.
Yarmo, I got two questions for you. One, how was today for you as a GM and last night? Is it a lot of waiting? Is it a lot of frustration? Are you watching things drop around you? Outside of the locker room, there's a lot of hype about free agency, and you're a guy that really stands pat. You know the value of your players and what you have in assets and what guys are worth. What was it like for you yesterday and today in your group?
Well, nothing came as a surprise. We went into the rental market, if you want to call it that, at the deadline, knowing that this could be the case, and pretty much maybe even expecting this would be the case with the Russians. And that's why we went in all the way, because we felt that, okay, since we have an elite goalie in Bobrovsky, a two-time Vezina Trophy winner, and we have a superstar winger with Panarin maybe here for the last time, let's see what we can do with this group when they're still here. And there's a price to be paid for that. And the only way we were able to give up a lot of picks and a couple of prospects is because we have the best prospects in place still, and that's the luxury that's been given to us by the great work of our amateur scouts. But again, nothing came as a surprise. We expected that this would probably be the case. And you know what? Some of it is also by our choice. It's not that they were all leaving and we were begging them to stay. We went into the market knowing that some we might just rent for the rest of the year and then let them walk at the end of the season, July 1. I said it today, and I'll say it again, that I can go to bed and sleep well knowing that we did everything we could to make or convince Artemi Panarin to stay here, and there's nothing more we could have done, and I don't think there would have been anything that we could have done to make him stay. It was a decision based on something that we can't offer here in Ohio.
You know, I think that's great, because this organization now is sitting in a point of confidence, and you have to be confident in what you're doing and your group to be able to do that. So it's really great to see you and what you've done with this group to get to this point. And my last question is about the St. Louis Blues. You were there and you helped bring in some of those pieces. And here you are building a team in Columbus with the Blue Jackets. When you saw the cup go over some of those guys' heads just a few weeks ago, what's it feel like for you who was there? And what does it mean for you when you look at your group here? And is there some reflection as to what you did there and what is happening here with this team?
In my role in St. Louis, I always enjoyed working with the players that you draft. You could get into the conversations before you draft them. You get to know the player. You get to know the player even more when you draft them and develop them and take part in that process. And to see him succeed and lift the cup is I'm happy for him. I mean, I'm not trying to take any credit in the success of the St. Louis Blues. But I'm happy for the guys that I have a relationship with. I want to believe at least some kind of a friendship, having gone through the process of them being 17-year-old wide-eyed kids getting, or 18-year-olds getting drafted and then becoming NHL Stanley Cup champions. And I congratulate them and I'm happy for them. And I'm happy having been part of that process. And the goal is to get through that process here and lift the cup here in Columbus.
Yarmo, thanks so much for joining us. We do appreciate it. We know that your work is far from done, but enjoy the rest of your summer. And are you going back to Finland?
At some point, yeah. I'm hoping to.
Well, safe travels and enjoy what's left of the
right
summer.
Now for a guy who's grown up in the north. But I don't complain about the heat, because there's plenty of cold weather where I'm from, and I kind of like the summer months here. But I can use a few days in Finland too, with the midnight sun and jumping into the lake.
Ah, that sounds good.
That's my relaxing time.
Yeah, you're not relaxing now though. You're probably out playing pickleball or running.
I wish.
Hell yeah.
Joe, you want to play later tonight?
Yeah, I can play after this.
All right. Let's go.
Yarmo, thanks. Enjoy the rest of the summer. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Yarmo.
Yarmo Kekäläinen and Blue Jackets general manager coming up here in just a couple of minutes. We'll hear from the newest Blue Jackets winger, Gustav Nyquist. Will join us here on the Inside Edge presented by Kia. The Blue Jackets schedule is out. It came out last week, and all you have to do is go to bluejackets.com, find out when the games are. maybe even where the games are, because maybe you want to do a little bit of traveling too. But of course, the Penguins will be here, the Bruins will be here, the Lightning will be here. And you can guarantee your seats for opening night by selecting a season ticket plan. That opening night game will be against the Toronto Maple Leafs, who just made a big trade today, getting Tyson Barrie from the Colorado Avalanche. Just did that a little bit ago. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they just got him. They sent Nazem Kadri as one of the pieces going back the other way.
Wow.
So Toronto will be here on April the 4th for opening night. Ticket plans, you save when you buy a ticket plan against buying single game prices. So you get to the best seat locations, flexible payment plans. Go to BlueJackets.com/ticket plans and find out all about it. We'll continue with more right after this on 97.1 The Fan. Summertime, off-season, free agency edition of the Inside Edge presented by Kia. Bob McElligott, Jody Shelley with you. The Blue Jackets picking up Gustav Nyquist earlier today as a free agent. They signed him to a 4-year deal. We'll talk to him coming up in just a couple of minutes and see what he thinks about coming to Columbus. You just heard Yarmo say he's excited about coming here. Young family, and he's a guy, Jody, he's been around the league, and he played in Detroit, right? So he's come to Columbus plenty of times. And, you know, it's about finding complementary pieces for what's going to work with the group that you have, right?
Yeah, it is for sure. And I think that, you know, Yarmo does that. There's one big signing was Nathan Horton since he's been here. And he picked up Duclair last year. I think Sam Gagner is one of his best pickups, and it's compliments to the group. And this one, you know.
And you're talking about the free agent signings.
Yeah, free agent
signings. Going out and finding, looking
not
for the diamonds
trades,
in the rough.
Free agent,
right.
You know, the pickups. And I think that one thing good teams do is because, listen, we all get caught up on this day because it's exciting. It really wraps up the season. And it used to be a time when teams would empty the vault and change their organization, they thought. Never really worked out. Never does, in a sense. Now, if you can pick up or keep a player that you know fits into your group, that's fantastic. And some of these teams that got their big players today, you know, they got their brand new Ferrari in the garage, and it's sitting there, and now they feel like they've changed. But when you take a step back and look at this organization, what they've built through trade, draft, and a little bit of free agency, maybe moving some free agents, but they've got a good core here. And this situation right now with Nyquist, he's a 29-year-old player. He comes here because he wants to be here. And I think that's a really positive theme to this organization moving forward. And it's, you cannot, listen, the guys that moved on, hats off to them, because that's their right. That they did everything right. You know, they handled it well this year. They gave everything they had when they were on the ice. I thought there was a lot of good things. But now, when you have players in the room around you like Nyquist, who now, he was respected when he got to San Jose. He was excited to get to San Jose. He's a guy that was brought in there to do some good things, and he did. He settled in. You know, there's an adjustment period. But I think this guy here, for a young group, he's one of the older guys here. And he's, you know, he's been in Detroit. I love players that come in from great organizations, organizations with a history, or organizations that have, you know, teach these young guys when Gustav came in how things are done the right way. I mean, he's been around legends as far as just players that go in and out of that room. So that in itself is a great thing. And just there's a mentorship there. There's an excitement there. There'll be a different feel around this team all year. And I like that pickup.
And it looks, or it can be interpreted, I should say, as he takes the spot of Artemi Panarin. But that's not, like we were just talking about with Yarmo, that's not necessarily the case. Oliver Bjorkstrand is one of the guys that we've talked, you and I have talked about this the last 2 years, needing to take a step. Maybe he did. At the end of the regular season, he definitely did when it came to scoring goals. Can he build upon that to start the next season? Can he start to become more of an elite scorer in a winger for the Blue Jackets? Bemstrom, what's he going to come in and do? Is he going to be able to make an immediate impact? Texier, same with him. You know, and I think Texier, yeah, he's ahead of the curve a little bit because, yeah, he played against the Rangers and the Senators. Then he got in the series against Tampa. Then all of a sudden, bam, here come the Boston Bruins. Whoa, that's a whole different ballgame right there. But he learned that. He's learned that now. He's experienced it.
Yeah, and you know what? I love what Yarmo talked about when he said they've got flexibility, because he's not thinking about just this year. He's talking about 3 years from now. There's going to be teams that made acquisitions today that are going to be handcuffed in 4 years, and they know it. They're signing guys to lucrative contracts over-the-moon contracts, maybe for the wrong reasons. And you know, it would have been great to see Yarmo go in and get someone today, maybe the, you know, Anders Lee for a ridiculous amount of money. But after you do it and you sit there and you, the dust settles in 12 hours, you're like, okay, now that's going to cost us Zach Werenski maybe, or a player of the future that we don't even know about right now. So the players you just brought up, they've been drafted. You know, you pay them. Josh Anderson's a great example. Bridge contract, he's going to get paid. We all know it in the organization. They're saving space for that. Zach Werenski's going to get paid. He's a draft pick they love. You know, those are players are hard to find. The draft just went by. They picked up three players. Who knows if they'll ever play a game for the Blue Jackets? But what they're saying is, if you're going to go commit to draft and development or trades, which trades, you have to have assets to trades to get them, then you have to stick with that. Hey, we know we have to pay our guys, but we'd rather do that than bring in someone that we know is skilled or dynamic that might please the fans for a little bit, but they really want it to work. So they're going from within and bringing up these people. And I think it's such a smart and calculated move. And I think we saw a little bit of success from that last year from what they've done. And I think we'll continue to see that. And that's the hard part for the fans today, is because all we've talked about with our fans is Duchesne, Panarin, and Bobrovsky. Will they stay? And then the grimace of, oh, it's going to be tough if they leave. Listen, it's not great, but I think moving forward, this organization is in one of the best spots, if not the best spots it's ever been in.
And to add one guy to your list that you talked about, and you're right about all of them, Pierre-Luc Dubois is another guy.
Yeah.
It's going to be getting this money, too. So you're right. Yeah. Would you rather sign those guys or go out and find a what if? Right?
Why?
Right. I agree.
You're hoping. You know what I mean? You're looking for the big fish. You're standing on the shoreline, throwing the line, and then you get them in, and you're like, well, what am I going to do with this? Now I got to figure out how to get this thing home.
Well put. Well played. All right. Gustav Nyquist is the latest big fish the Blue Jackets have brought to the shore. We'll talk to him next as the Inside Edge presented by Kia continues on 97.1 The Fan.
From the faceoff now, thrown to the net by Burns. Save made. Rebound. Score! Gus Nyquist! On the rebound of the shot, Gus Nyquist surrounded by his teammates as he ties the game 1-1 with his first playoff goal in a Sharks uniform.
Dan Rusinowski, San Jose Sharks Radio right there.
The great Dan Rusinowski. Dan Rusinowski.
How many Jody Shelley goals did he call in his career?
Maybe two or three.
Come on.
I don't know. Three years, maybe.
I'll look it up when we continue.
Riveting.
It's got to be more than that, right? How many years?
2 years.
Probably two goals. You're right. I'm just kidding. Earlier today, the Blue Jackets did sign a free agent, Gustav Nyquist, joining the Blue Jackets. And can I call you Gus? Can we do that like Dan Rusinowski just did?
Gus is great.
All right. Gus is
too, I think. All right. With the Swedish pronunciation.
All right. Well, Gus, welcome to Columbus. First of all,
thank you.
What were your thoughts as this process was going on? And I know there were several teams that were interested in you. And what was it about Columbus? Why did you choose the Blue Jackets to be your next organization?
No, I mean, first off, I'm really excited to be joining a really good team. I think what excited me, I think it's a young team with a lot of good young players, but also some great veteran leadership and players. So kind of a good mix of players and really heading in the right direction and obviously showed some great signs in the playoffs last year. So I'm really excited to be joining this team.
You played with the Red Wings for a long time before you went to San Jose last year. And so you've come to Columbus a lot. How much did that factor in just the number of times that you've been here and experience, you know, you've experienced a game atmosphere here and all that stuff?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah, like you said, I've visited many, many times, and I've always thought Columbus is a tough team to play against in general. And then you especially go in that building, it's going to be nice to have that cannon on my side this time.
Everybody talks about the cannon here. Hey, Gus, I'm wondering, how was your time in San Jose? We know you as a Detroit Red Wing. You had some great time there when you were there, but you go to last year for a run in San Jose. What was that like for you to get to a new organization? They do things a lot differently out there. It's all through Jumbo Joe Thornton. How was that experience for you?
No, it was a great experience. You know what? I've nothing but great things to say about San Jose as an organization, how they treated me and the guys in that locker room. It was a great experience for me and fun to be back and playing playoff hockey. We missed with Detroit 2 years in a row there, and awesome to be able to go on a run again. And you know, unfortunately, it came up a little short there. I think injuries hurt us at the end, but I had a great time out there in San Jose.
We're speaking with Gustav Nyquist, newest member of the Columbus Blue Jackets, signed today during free agency. And I wanted to ask you about your first years in Detroit, because in Columbus here, we've always marveled at the Detroit Red Wings, especially back when they were beating us all the time with their big payroll and the Blue Jackets were struggling. But when you got there, who were the veterans that took you under your wing to show you kind of the Red Wing way? And I say that because you're an older guy. You're 29 years old. You're coming to a group that's pretty young, and I think your leadership here will be of high value to these young players. So who was a couple of the guys that really showed you the way in Detroit?
I think especially Nick Cronwell and Henrik Zetterberg. Getting called up the first couple times, I usually stayed at Cronwell's place, and he really took me under his wing and kind of showed me the ropes. They were kind of in a transition there. They were kind of taking over the leadership. The first couple of games I walked in the room, the Lidstrom and the Bertuzzis were still in the room. So that was pretty intimidating. After the years, a few years, those guys retired. And then Connor and Hank stepped up and became leaders. And I think those two guys were really the two that took me under their wing.
You know, and before you got to Detroit, really, you had the experience in the minor leagues too, in Grand Rapids, and you had a chance to win a championship there. How much did that help you in the professional development of your career?
I think anything time you can go on a run, doesn't matter which league it is. I think it helps you, just kind of getting a feeling of how it, what it feels like and what it takes to win. But it also makes you realize, after each year, how hard it is to win. It was a long time ago now. It was six, 7 years ago. It'd be fun to do that with Columbus and go all the way.
All right, Gus, so what does it look like now? Okay, you got traded, and that's a whirlwind. We all know that. But now you signed here. You go back to Sweden. You got roots in Detroit. Is your family going to move here? What's it look like for you before you get settled in and get ready for camp here with the Blue Jackets?
Yeah, no, I think we decided to stay here in Detroit before everything got settled. I got an American wife, and we just had our first baby girl 2 months ago. So I don't think Sweden will be an option this summer. I'm sure we'll head down to the Columbus area here in the next few days or weeks or so and kind of check out the area and find a place to live. So we're excited to head down there and check it out.
Oh, you can call, I don't know if you know Fredrik Modin, one of the great Swedes, but he's got a couple houses next to him for sale. Great
maybe
guy.
Maybe I'll call him.
Yeah, give him a call.
He'd be happy to hear from you.
I think he's still dancing in Sweden from that summer solstice. He always tells me about the midsummer party over there, and I got to get over there sometime to do that, but he says he's probably still dancing over there.
Yeah, it's a fun time. We actually had one, a small one here for the Swedes that are left here in Detroit last week. So it was a good time.
Are there any guys on this team that you have any kind of relationships with already?
I played with Wenberg. I played World Championships with him a few years back. Cam Atkinson a little bit from playing as Zach Werenski here in Detroit. So I've gotten to know him a little bit more over the last couple of years.
Well, Gus, thanks for taking a couple of minutes for us tonight. We're thrilled to have you as a member of the Columbus Blue Jackets and look forward to meeting you. Good luck coming to town, finding a place to live, and all of those pain in the neck things you have to do before camp starts.
Thanks, guys.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. Thanks.
Thank you.
Gustav Nyquist joining us here on the Inside Edge, presented by Kia. And by the way, you scored 3 goals in San Jose. 3 goals.
You know, I think so. One of them was on the Minnesota Wild goalie who now works for the Blue Jackets.
Nicklas Backstrom?
Yes.
Yeah. So they hired, he's going to help out with Tarasov, right? He's going to keep an eye on the young goalie.
I just saw he was here, and I felt bad for him because I scored on him, but I just saw him here this week.
During development camp?
Yeah.
Did you ask him to get between the pipes?
No, I didn't bring it up. I knew it was going to be a sore spot.
You knew that he knew.
5 hole.
And that's all that mattered.
Too bad.
Good to see you again.
Yeah, how you been? That was a low point for him, for sure.
Oh, let's see. What else I got to tell you about? Throughout the rest of the summer, and the summer's not that long, what's left, quite frankly. But
what?
It's really not.
It just before you know started it, last
like,
week.
It's like 90 days, down. And it's time to play.
Just started.
I just hate to break it to you, but we're already in July.
You just turned 50. You sound like you're 75.
I know. I'm in a hurry. I'm in a hurry to do nothing. That's right. That's what happens. You're in a hurry to do
nothing. Summer's going
to
be short. Come on.
The Blue Jackets mobile tour is going to be going around Central Ohio this summer. It's presented by Ohio Health. There's interactive. It's an interactive vehicle. I just saw it on the road today. As a matter of fact, it was up in near Delaware on 23. I saw it driving around there. It's got video games, street hockey, replica lockers with equipment to try on, prize giveaways, much more. You can meet up with other Blue Jackets fans all summer at the CBJ Mobile Tour. To get more information to find out the schedule of the different events, just go to bluejackets.com/mobile tour. We'll come back and wrap up this off-season edition of the Inside Edge presented by Kia right after this on 97.1 The Fan. The Inside Edge, off-season edition, free agency opening in the National Hockey League today. The Blue Jackets losing 3, gaining 1, and who knows what else they'll gain. They signed Ryan Murray to a new contract today, signed Jonas Korpisalo to a 1-year contract today. Let's talk about that, Jody, the goaltending. I think if there's one thing, and people always say to me, what is your biggest concern? What is your concern about next year? Well, it's got to be goaltending because Sergei Bobrovsky was the man here for a long time. He was one of the best in the world. He's a 2-time Vezina winner. There is no question about goaltending when you have Sergei Bobrovsky. Now there's a question, and it's Jonas Korpisalo, who we have seen perform very well in stretches. And then you've got Elvis Merzlikins, who's coming over here. He's going to play North American hockey for the first time in the National Hockey League, which is, you know, I know he's done great in international play and all that. I've never seen him play with my own eyes in a game, right? So I don't know. So that's why I always say that that's the concern. But, you know, that's a position where those two guys are going to, they're going to battle it out for playing time. And I think it's going to be the most interesting thing to watch once training camp opens in a couple of months.
Yeah. I mean, those guys stop the puck, right? And that's their job. I mean, you talk about Merzlikins coming over from Europe. I mean, Korpisalo's from Europe, Bobrovsky's from Europe. You know, Bobrovsky learned, he came over to be a number one, and then Brizgalov was signed with the Flyers out of nowhere. So he kind of sat back for a bit and watched and learned, and this will be an interesting situation. And it's definitely an unknown, and I think that's where you start with, I wouldn't call it a concern. I would call it a point of interest right for this team for sure. Now, listen, when you don't have the goaltender, and we haven't seen, listen, we've seen Korpisalo go into backup situations. We don't know what he can do, but he's big, he's athletic, and he sees all these conversations about Merzlikins and the different goaltenders that are being brought up and the situations that are here. So he's motivated. He wants his job. So that's a good thing. So him to get a 1-year deal, see what he can do. He understands what he's got to do because he just actually, what an experience he's had. Every time we asked him about Sergei Bobrovsky, and you've been next to me when I've asked him, he takes almost a gasp before he says anything because Sergei worked hard. He was paid close attention to detail, and Korpisalo grew up in the last year and a half watching that. I think he grew up as a pro. That's, to me, is a great thing for Jonas Korpisalo. So let's see what he can do. And then the other guy, Elvis Merzlikins, I don't know anything about him. I know he's got a great personality. I know that people, you know, are going to enjoy him if he makes the team to do interviews and such. But He's just got to stop the puck. That's his.
Wait. That's all that matters.
Nah, yeah. Right.
For us, sometimes. For you. Right.
But no. But you know what I mean? I mean, we're gonna watch this guy grow here, maybe, and they're gonna make it. They made the playoffs by 1 point last season. They understand the urgency, and what that tells you is that these two guys better come in on top of their game, because if one guy loses the net, the other guy's going to try to grab it. If he loses the net, then the other guy's going to try to grab it. That's not going to go on too long, because if it starts to, then there's got to be something else they've got to do. And, you know, they've got some other prospects here. So it'll be interesting. I would expect the Blue Jackets to play a little more defensive, which is fine. And I think they'd benefit from a little bit of that.
Yes, and I agree with that. And again, to me, it goes back to the New York Islanders last year. They lose John Tavares.
Yeah, great point.
They changed their style. Well, they got a new coach. Barry Trotz comes in there, and he gets that lockdown defense going for the most part. But that helped his goaltenders. That helped, I mean, up until that point, Thomas Greiss and Robin Lehner had both been in the league for a long time, but never had the sustained success that they did last year, right? So the defensive play of the team helped them out tremendously. And I think the Blue Jackets, I don't know if safe as death disappears, but I think there'll be they'll pay a little bit more attention to defensive detail, wouldn't you say?
I would think so. You know, and they're not far off from that. I think that, yeah, there's a little bit more buy-in. And you know, sometimes when you have that number one, there's a luxury of turning away from the defensive zone so that you can get a jump on the rest of the guys. And that is what gets you to offense. But I think you're right. I think maybe that there's got to be a second or two more spent in that defensive zone to make sure that it's team defense. And I think that that's – it's just a little detail, but it's a – I think that there's a team dynamic with this group now, knowing that everyone there's no noise outside about not being here next year or not wanting to be here with that thought. I think that that's going to bring them together right away, and I think you're just going to see a team like you talked about earlier, or did we talk about it off the air, how there's a buy-in of work ahead of skill, and I think that they've got to go with that now. They've got no choice, and it's a good thing for this team. Be hard to play against with their relentless play in the defensive zone, layers in front of the goaltender, and then relentless on the puck. It's a hard system to play, but it's the only way for this group.
And you just heard Gus Nyquist say it a couple of minutes ago. This has always been a hard group to play against.
Yeah.
And that's what they've got to be. They've got to, and maybe they got away from that a little bit as they got more skilled. I don't know. But, I mean, I remember two years ago.
Yeah, I think a little bit. Yeah, loose. Yeah.
Yeah,
anticipating that puck being behind the defenseman rather than making it get there and then working together. I agree with that.
Yeah, so now
lock it down.
Lock it down, work hard, and make people not want to play against you. Make people dread looking at the schedule and seeing that Nationwide Arena is the next stop along the way. So I'd like to thank Gus Nyquist for coming on and joining us in literally his first day as a Columbus Blue Jacket. I'd like to thank General Manager Jarmo Kekäläinen for joining us as well. Thanks to Jody Shelley for interrupting his Canada Day to come in here and join me.
It's just starting.
Okay. You got your own solstice thing going on today,
I guess.
Anyway, that's going to do it for the Inside Edge presented by Kia here on 97.1 The Fan.